Good afternoon, Wrangell. It is 1 o'clock and you are listening to KSTK Wrangell. I'm Cindy Sweat, sitting in. June is out of town, and so I'll be the host for Talk on the Rock. And I'm really happy to be here with my friend Lucy.
Hi, Cindy.
Good afternoon. And Kira.
Hello.
Hi there. And you guys are here to talk about the Summer Rec Program. Lucy, you're the rec coordinator, and Kira is, it sounds like you do everything over there, head lifeguard, and you will be the lead for the Summer Rec Program.
Yes, very excited about that.
Great. So glad to have you guys here.
Thanks.
So give us an overview. What is the Summer Rec Program about?
Sure. Summer Recreation, the program currently is about 9 weeks, I believe, starting at the first part of June and runs through August. And we'll pump out some information on our website as well as all of our marketing feeds soon in terms of the actual dates. But the Summer Rec Program helps provide a place for kids to go throughout the summer, ages 6 to 11. Where they come together as a group, connect, socialize, learn various skills, and get active, go outside, play in the gym. So they participate in activities throughout the day, including swimming. Big focus this summer will be swimming. So we'll have an emphasis on learning how to swim, honing the swimming skills. And Kira and I are working on the schedule as well as working on the actual location where the main, meeting place will be up at the community gym, multi-purpose room. We're going to fancy that up and get some lights up and get a schedule up.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, get some books down. So we're going to do some fun things.
We're going to decorate the room real nice, get it all ready for the kids. We're going to paint the walls as well.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Make it all kid friendly and welcoming.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So sounds like lots of healthy but fun activities.
Right.
Keeping kids active through the summertime.
Yeah.
Socializing so they.
Yeah. And I think we're trying our best to create a schedule that fits with kind of their normal flow throughout the school year. So that they have, transitional periods where they're learning how to pick up after themselves and learning how to work together as a team and transitioning to the next activity. We want to focus on some mindful activities, teaching kids how to sit and, also focus and be present, as well as we want to focus on reading. We work with the library. And the library ladies do a great job with that reading program throughout the summer. So our summer rec kids will participate in the reading program one day a week, where just the summer rec kids who are involved in summer rec will go into the library and get a chance to read and take their tests for their points.
Wow, I didn't know that was incorporated.
We've got a lot going on.
Very cool. So sounds like lots of outside stuff, lots of inside stuff. I'm sure some of that depends on weather, depending on the day. So will everybody meet at the same place every day? What kind of structure can people expect?
Yeah, there will be some solid structure, and it'll be pretty consistent. It'll be at the multipurpose room or at the pool because we will have the swimming. We're still hashing out the details for that. We want to make sure that everything is succinct and flows really well and is easy for the parents as well as for the kids and for the staff. But primarily, we'll meet and have the pickup at the pool or the gym, and we'll let families know specifically on which day, where their kiddos can be found. But structurally, we want to be consistent, but we do, a lot of it does depend on the weather. But we will be getting the kids out on the trails quite a bit, in the parks a lot. Last year, that was our big focus. We did activities like the Southeast Beast came and ran with the kids one day a week. We hosted scavenger hunts. There was a lot of playground time, a lot of time at the beach. Corey Delabrew and the U.S. Forest Service helped us out by hosting, Forest Explorers.
Yes.
They did that pretty consistently throughout the Summer Rec program, where a team from the U.S. Forest Service will come and help the kids hike up one of the trails, and they'll talk to them about vegetation and You know, just essentially wildlife and nature. So that collaboration we're working on as well. We want to kind of ease back into that collaboration with locals who have something that they want to share with the kids. We were looking at, actually, fun fact, the summer recreation program is 43 years old. It started back in 1976. I think Alice Hunt Rooney was a big part of the original program. And there was no Parks and Rec. It was just a group of people that came together and understood and recognized the benefits of coming together as a community and providing activities so, you know, you can build and connect and network. And so we're definitely going to look for that this year, hoping to come together. And, you know, if somebody can crochet and wants to come up and teach the kids how to crochet, or if someone is really great at an art, you know, project or building bird houses or whatever the case may be, we're looking for that.
So if somebody has that kind of skill or knowledge to share, how do they get a hold of you?
Give us a call at the pool, 907-874-2444. Give me a call, give Kira a call, or call Kate. We're looking for all kinds of skills. The nice part about it is they can come in, you know, once a week or even once just throughout the summer. If they want to do it consistently, that's great. If they, it's, you know, pick what you'd like to do. Our staff are still there to help manage kiddos. So, you know, someone can come in if they've got a skill set. We just wouldn't say, okay, here you go. Here's 20 kids. Right. See you later. Teach them all how to paint.
Have fun.
Yeah, have fun. But our staff are there, and so they're managing the kiddos. You know, we've worked with Kim Wickman through iGAP, and just she volunteered as well in the past. She did a lot of gardening with the kiddos, just as an example. And our staff are always there working with the kids hands-on and helping with that transition. iGAP, we did some clam digging for testing, not for eating, but we dug clams for testing.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
Yeah, that was a good time. The kids really loved that. So there's been a lot of that collaboration, and it kind of ebbs and flows depending on, you know, what's available throughout the summer and who's doing what. I know the kids used to participate in horseback riding quite a bit, and that's no longer available. And so we're looking to fill those gaps a little bit. So if anybody out there has a special skill that they'd like to pass along to the younger generation, come on out.
Come our way.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. And I want to remind the listeners that this is a call-in show. So if you're a kid out there wondering about Summer Rec, or if you're a parent out there wondering about Summer Rec, or anybody, we encourage you to call at 874-2345. You can ask a question or make a comment. So what age groups are we talking about?
We are 6 to 11 years old. And this year we decided that we'd like to, they're all going to meet together and be picked up together, but we are going to, you know, do some separation based on age. So 6 to 8 year olds and 11 to 12 year olds will be doing activities. Now, granted, it might be in the same area, but we recognize that, you know, skills and behavior and maturity level and all of that is a little bit different. And sometimes it's hard to bring everyone together every single day of the week. And so we're going to be doing some separate but together but separate activities. So and nobody will have to worry about, well, when do I drop my kid off if they're seven? Or it's, you bring them together and we work on the strategy on how to you know, provide the activity in a separate fashion. So
okay, so Kira, what are you most looking forward to?
Getting out and basically being outside for the summer. I mostly work in the office, so this is my first summer working summer rec, so I'm very excited about that. I'm excited to just walk and hike and maybe even swim.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kira played a big role for us last year. She did help in the office, and she saw the swim lesson program and swim camp happening, and she also had a lot of experience with interacting with the staff last year, and saw the schedule and how it all works. So she has a really good idea overall of how the program works. And last year, I think we would sit down together and kind of scheme and dream, well, next year, let's do this.
Yes, we do. We had a lot of plans.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can fulfill those.
Yeah. Hopefully we can plug them in.
Yes.
Yeah. But Kira also helped out with our party in the parks, which we're doing again. This is a middle school program. We could talk about that, too.
Okay.
We Kate Thomas had the idea, our director Kate Thomas had the idea of implementing a middle school program, providing an opportunity for middle school age kids to come in, not necessarily to the pool, but maybe to the parks to help get them engaged and connect them with nature. And we're not really quite sure how many middle school kids would actually go and hang out at a park. And so we thought, well, let's get something going, like an activity, and provide incentive. And we always feel like, I mean, for me, food is a great incentive. So
music, food, yeah. We had bonfires. Mm-hmm.
Those are
capture
all,
the flag.
All top of the list favorites that people want to show up for.
Yeah.
So,
yes. Yeah. We had a really good time. Our first experience, we did some things that, you know, we shouldn't have in terms of like, we had too many activities and it just was a little bit out of sorts. And we felt like maybe, the middle school kids were not into it that much. And then we changed it up, Kira and I, and she helped me kind of keep it a little bit more simple. And capture the flag was a big one.
That was a big one. They like capture the flag.
Those kids played for 2 hours nonstop. And it was great. And we didn't have very many of them. So we kind of kept it short and sweet. But I think that the kids that did come had a really great time. And we played some, there were some other forest activities that we played as well.
We also had the slack line as well.
Oh, right.
You provided the slack line. That was fun too.
The slack line. And it's a line that goes from an anchor to an anchor point. And it's a strap, I guess, you know, and there's
a webbing.
A webbing strap. Yeah webbing. And it's pretty tight and you can get up and balance and walk across. And so we helped the kids walk across that slack line. And a lot of them had never been on one.
I had never been on one. That was my first time.
Yeah, Kira had never been on one. So just getting them out and getting them comfortable and familiar and, you know, it was really great. They were unplugged from technology and they played a lot. So
we kept it late. 7 to 9.
7 to 9.
We figured that was a good time for the kids, a fun time for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great time. And I think that we're going to do that again this year and we'll pump out that information. I do believe that our first one begins mid-June and Sandra Forrester is going to be helping us lead that as well. We'll probably have a few more of our Parks and Rec staff available for that. So
fantastic. Yeah. There's just so many opportunities here in Wrangell.
There's a lot happening. And we've got our swim lesson program, our Learn to Swim program happening. We've got a curriculum that we're learning from and teaching by. So all of our staff will be trained through the Jeff Ellis curriculum. We'll have an actual official training date for that. So all the staff will be up to par and training the same curriculum for the Learn to Swim program, which starts in June. As well, information will be coming about that.
We also have one more thing. We have the swim instructor class coming up, and if anybody's interested, I think it's May 25th and 26th. So if anybody's interested, come on over.
So that's to learn how to be an instructor.
That's for employment.
To be an instructor.
So along with the fact that we have all these opportunities for kids to come and recreate, we also have positions available. We have the swim instructor positions. We have a few summer rec positions available as well. So we always have something going on at the pool. And I think if you've got kids age 16 and up looking for employment, we're a good option.
Yeah, very good option.
Yeah.
So, and you know, teaching swimming, not only is it just super important when you live around water to know how to swim, but it's just one of the most fun things you can do.
Yes.
So I think it's awesome that you guys are doing that.
Yeah.
Is there a new swimming technique? I have a note here from June that perhaps there's something new this year in swimming. Maybe that.
Yeah, it's the Jeff Ellis program. Okay. We have typically in the past, we've pulled from other curriculums. A lot of times it can be Red Cross, American Red Cross, or there are so many different programs out there. And we'd been going through those programs and reading them and looking over the curriculum based on my past experience. I've been teaching swim lessons since I was 15. And Kate's been teaching for a very long time. And we have a handful of people who, you know, are really well-versed. Jamie Roberts helped us as well, kind of overview the curriculum. And Jamie is a big advocate of swimming, of course. She's our swim club coach. And so she's involved as well. And we all looked over it and decided on the Jeff Ellis curriculum. And it's not necessarily new. It's just a a specific curriculum mm-hmm. that we chose that we felt we could implement really well into what we currently have. And the people at Jeff Ellis are really great. They're just on the ball with questions. And so we felt like that was a really solid solid program to choose. So, and I think it'll be nice because as an instructor, you can come in and everybody can see, you know, the curriculum. It's really easy to implement, and every kiddo who goes through our program will be receiving the same information, same training, same lesson plan. So,
okay. Well, ladies, let's just take a quick break here. And I want to encourage people to call in if you have any questions. Give us a call here at 874-2345. Kira and Lucy would be happy to answer those for you. We're going to just take a quick break and we will be right back. And we are back. Talk on the Rock. I'm Cindy Sweat, and our guests today are from the Summer Rec program, Lucy and Kiera. And I do encourage folks to call in if you have any questions about the program, anything at all. Just want to say hey to these ladies who are taking some time. Just call us here at the station, 874-2345. We'd be happy to have a little chat with you. So you were talking about, you know, some employment opportunities for adults. Looking for some new hires or perhaps people to volunteer. Mm-hmm. What kind of skills would you be looking for? What kind of folks, what kind of time commitment might be involved in that if I'm an adult and I think that sounds like something good?
But yeah, the nice part about our program for swimming lessons, for the summer rec program, it all starts right around June and ends early-ish August. And we do get the week off of the 4th of July in terms of we don't have any programming necessarily. Now, we might ask folks who are employed by us to help out with other things. So if we host a swim or something like that, we might ask them to do some fill-in work. But there is no summer swim lesson through that week, and there's no recreation program through that week. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a nice little bonus. But as you know, what we're looking for are folks who can easily work with kiddos. Swimming skills, of course, are important. If you're solely for summer recreation, we train you in first aid, CPR, or we'll get, or a lot of people come to us with that training already, but you do have to have that, that up to date and current. Okay. And we'll help people get to that point. We do a training, for summer rec and swimming lessons. So being able to go through the training, managing kiddos, mm-hmm. You know, is something that, is a skill set that everybody, you know, who works with us will need to utilize. You know, just wanting to get active, being up and about and bringing some flair and character is mm-hmm. always fun. You know, I think the kiddos really appreciate that. So, yeah. And as far as commitment, I mean, if you're a volunteer, like I said, if you have a skill set that you want to share with kiddos, it really is up to you. Like, yep, I will come in one day and I'll teach the kids this. Or, hey, I'd like to volunteer 2 days a week for 4 weeks. Then we'll take it.
Wonderful.
And we'll work you into wherever we can. If you're employed by us, of course, it's Monday through Friday for the summer recreation program. And it usually begins, you know, it's around an 8-to-5 style position. Okay. If it's swim lessons, I do believe it's Monday through Thursday.
Yes.
So we do have varying times and dates. So, but typically your weekends are off unless you want more work. And then we do have pool rentals and different things that you can work. So if you're certified lifeguard, you can also step into other positions and roles and obtain more work. So
sounds like a lot of different opportunities, but mainly enjoy children, yeah. enjoy being yes. around them. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to like the kids, yep. you know, enjoy because kids. We're,
that's always a plus. Yes.
We work with them a lot, so they're there all the time. No, but we have a good team, you know, and I think, you know, Kate's had a lot of experience with kiddos and I have as well. And Miss Kira is breaking into that role and had a lot of experience last summer. And our team is positive. We like to have a great time, but also we're professional. So I think we do a good job at that balance. And I think it's a fun environment to work in. So
fantastic. Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So let's remind people if they want to get their kids signed up for Summer Rec or if they want to get involved.
Yep, absolutely. Be on the lookout. Our programs will all launch. Tomorrow is May 1st.
The 1st.
Yeah, so our programs will be launching on or around the 1st of May. It could be more towards the end of the week, but typically we'll let people know via the radio. Thank you very much, KSDK. We always let the radio know and they pump out that information as well. It'll be on our website, wranglerec.com, and we're always trying to get folks to sign up digitally and utilize that website because all the information is there. We also post to Facebook. We have a Facebook page and we try to share on the community board so that folks are aware of an upcoming program start. But anybody can hop online and see the program information. Also, they can call us at 874-2444. All of our staff will be really well versed in the information and they can also help to sign them up. So sometimes there's glitches or folks aren't really tech savvy and they don't want to go online and they just want to pick up that phone right. and call. So that's okay too. We welcome all of it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a really exciting summer. If I were a kid, I would be begging mom to sign up. It sounds like a fantastic time with youth spending their summer well and yeah. having lots of fun.
Absolutely. I agree. It's a good tradition. What kid in Wrangell hasn't been to Summer Rec? I'm in my mid-40s and I used to go to Summer Rec all the time. I'd take my little dollar down the street and head on into Summer Rec and glue some things to some papers and then leave. It was fun.
Is there anything that we missed? Anything that you ladies want to talk about before we leave for today?
No, only that, you know, summer recreation and our swim lesson program, they all do a really good job at building great community members. You know, as kids age, they've gone through the summer rec program. They've gone through the swimming lesson programs and the swim camp. And it brings those kids together. It teaches them skills, social skills that they wouldn't otherwise learn. And so these programs are incredibly important and they are, you know, the lifeblood of healthy communities. So I just want to, you know, give a shout out to everybody who works with kids, teachers, volunteers, and our staff as well. It's incredibly important to keep these programs going. And with our volunteer staff and our employees who are willing to come and work with us each summer, it is incredibly important and we really appreciate it. So it's great. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes Wrangell the great place that it is.
Absolutely.
We have all yeah. the fantastic people who grew up here and continue making it great.
Yep.
So, ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's 1:23, and we're going to go back to our regular programming. I want to let everybody know that we'll be back next Monday at 1 o'clock with another edition of Talk on the Rock.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
Thank you.